Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another session. This is yours truly, your empowerment coach, Philip Suber. And today, I wanted to offer something to you that I've been pondering on and just thinking back on previous conversations that I've had in November and December of last year, and looking at how this year of 2023 has started. And I do realize that you may be listening to this in a whole nother year or later on this year, but for right now, this is what I want to talk about. But I don't want you to put this in the box of irrelevance, because no matter where you are, if you're listening to this particular session, no matter where you are, no matter the time that you're in, it's applicable to you. I remember being on a conference call around November, December, and it was one of those conference calls where you're talking with your team and you're asking questions about what we should do and what do we think would help us move forward in reference to our goals, right, for the organization. And of course, it got to a point where I was asked my thoughts concerning some of the ideas that were shared, and I began to speak with what I'm going to share with you. And at the moment that I spoke it, it was heavy. I was one with the message that I was conveying to the team. But in retrospect, I began to see how relevant what I shared was. And I think that this, I know that this is also relevant for you, wherever you are. And as we are further in the year 2023, there's so many events that have taken place. So many events on the local, national and international level that has taken place that gives us the knowledge and the plain truth that the world is shifting all around us, and that the dollar is shifting, the economics are shifting, political stances and viewpoints and perspectives, as always, but more so now than ever, is shifting. Jobs are shifting. We've heard of companies that are laid off, and some of them you probably expected, like Amazon. Some of them you may not have as expected, like McDonald's, to be laying off. But everything around us is shifting, and it's shifting at a pace that doesn't give us clues or signs that it's going to slow down. And so let's put a pin right there, and let me go back to the comments that I made in this particular meeting on last year. My comments at that time was that we should be looking forward and we should be building systems to sustain the vision that we want. We should find the places where we become relevant. We should establish systems of accountability, and we should make sure that our actions are in tune or in alignment with the people that we are seeking to impact. Now, that's my comments kind of brushed up in one statement or just a few statements. But during the conversation, I spoke in more detail, but that was a synopsis of it. And the question I want to propose to you is, are you building for the future? And when I say that, I know that we have a future in mind, but I want you to think bigger than futuristically a month from now. I want you to think for the next 7 to 10 years. What is your action plan, and are you building today the foundation and the structure to sustain and to be able to hold what you envision as it refers to your life 7 to 10 years from now? Are you making decisions that are going to impact your tomorrow, because that's as far as you can see. Maybe the farthest you can see is next month. Maybe the farthest you can see is 3 or 4 months from now. But what does your next year look like? Can you see it? Can you envision it? Can you see past the current reality and see where the future is for you? Because whether we choose to accept it or not, life is what we make it. And I understand people say that, and it is true that there are things that happen beyond our control, but what we can control, how are we stewarding that? Things happen, but how are you responding? Because your response is based off of your control, your decisions. It is your choice. If you learn from the errors and the mistakes and experiences of your life, it is based off of your decision to look at it from a different perspective. And so it is as it relates to planning for your life. If you don't plan for your life, then everything and everyone else will plan where you need to be, what time you need to be there, how much you're going to make, when you're going to get your next promotion, when you're going to get your next pay raise. Like, everyone else is going to decide, and you're just going to go with the motions. But you were not created to simply go with the motions. Inside of each and every individual is an ounce, at least, of leadership. You may not be leading a community. You may not be leading a church organization, a business organization. You may not be a manager on your job, but you are leading yourself. You are leading yourself, and you are dictating to your world and to your environment what you will and will not tolerate. You are dictating to your environment what and what you do and do not desire by the decisions that we make. And one of the saddest things in life is that oftentimes we become intimidated by situations. We become intimidated by where we are. We become intimidated by the fake appearance of success that other people display on their social media platforms. We become intimidated by other people's opinions. We become intimidated in so many ways. That's my DoorDash, y'all. But we become intimidated in so many ways that it keeps us from being effective in what we really want to do, where we really want to be, and what we really want to see manifest in our lives. And so my question to you is, are you in a position to build? Are you in that position where you can actually envision and you can see yourself making changes in your life, where you can see yourself actually being where you desire to be, where you can see yourself there? And you can see it in spite of what is in front of you. This is what we call being a visionary. This is what we call being a visionary. Okay, give me just a second here, guys. This has never happened as I recorded. But it's funny to me. And I'm not going to try to re-record this. I'm going to let this recording remain. Because I don't want to try to recreate this flow. I don't want to try to recreate it, because when I started this, I envisioned being able to communicate candidly the significance of building the foundation that you want in your life. And life is just like this moment that just passed, where you may have distractions, but you got to learn how to address issues and keep moving forward and not losing your focus. Learning how to control what you can control. Simple as that. And so in this moment, I text my DoorDash. I'm opening the gate. Like, no need for me to stop. No need for me to lose my focus. Let me address it quickly and let me move forward in life. And that's how life is. Things are going to come at you. And once again, things happen, but you can control how you respond to it. You can control how fast you recover from that heartbreak, from that hurt, from that disappointment, from what you deem to be a failure. You can recover. Everything that you need is on the inside of you. It may need to be activated, awakened, stirred, or acknowledged, right? But it's inside of you. And we spend so much of our time looking for external things. But I want to tell you, when we talk about the law of attraction, one thing that I learned is that in order for you to attract something, there has to be something in you that speaks to the thing that you're attracting. In other words, if you're envisioning yourself to be successful, there has to be some discipline in you, the desire for discipline, and there has to be some working of discipline that's going to attract the very things that you need to draw that success to you. And what's going to draw your future? Like every builder, there has to be a blueprint. There has to be a laying of the foundation, the structural beams, the testing site. The ground beneath it has to be tested to see, can it handle the weight of the structure that is going to be built on top of it? So homework, take a moment and examine your life, where you are. Where you are is where you are, but where you want to be, are you in a place where you have the foundation and the structure, where you have the blueprint, where you have actionable steps of the things that are needed and necessary for you to accomplish these goals, to be in this place that you've envisioned yourself being? And don't get discouraged during the process if you have to make audibles, if you have to pivot. We talked about this in the previous episodes, in one of the previous sessions, about pivoting. Don't take it as a negative thing. Be flexible when it comes to designing your future. Know what the end goal is going to be, but also know that sometimes the pathway to get there is not a straight line. It will require some curves. There will be some detours. There will be some turns. Sometimes there are some exits. Sometimes there are some pauses, but they're not eternal. They're temporary. So don't get stuck in a certain mode or in a certain place and lose sight of the big picture. Do you have the structure and the foundation to build the life that you are desiring? Next time, prayerfully, we'll talk about capacity, because I had a very interesting conversation earlier today with someone who I respect in reference to that whole conversation of capacity, and it opened my eyes to look at capacity in a different way. And so on our next session, I want to share that with you. So hey, if you're listening to this one, before you go to the next one, do your homework, make a list of the things that you need, the things that you need to put in place in your life to help you get to that next level, but ultimately to help you create the vision that you've envisioned for your life, to bring that picture to life. It's time out for just dreaming. We always talk about, oh, you have a dream. God's giving you a dream. You have a desire. You have a dream. At some point, you have to wake up. At some point, you have to build. At some point, you have to understand that there are actionable steps. There is something that is required of you to build and to create, to mold and to manifest the thing that is on the inside of you. You've got to call it forth. You got to give birth to it. You got to bring it to fruition. You've got to bring it to manifestation. And you've got to be committed to the process, committed to the work that it's going to take. And understand that it's not going to be easy. But we always talk about anything great is going to cost you some blood, sweat, and tears. All right, this is the session, but make sure you do your homework. And don't be afraid to drop a comment, whether it's on my Instagram page at empowerment_sessions, or I am Philip Suber, or on Facebook, and send me a message and let me know, what are your plans? What are your structural plans? What's your blueprint for your life? We'll talk next time. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Suber. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.